Today, we continue with lesson number 23 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nozir. There are three aspects to the tiglachas, to the haircut, that a nozir, that involve a nozir. Yesterday, we learned about the tiglachas isur, meaning the prohibited haircut. During the duration of his nazirus, if it's 30 days, during those 30 days, he's not allowed to take a haircut, and we learned about the various consequences, etc. There's two other aspects of the tiglachas. One is the tiglachas hatumo, which we're about to learn about here in Mishneh Vov. And the other is a tiglachas hatahara, which we will learn about in Mishneh Zayin. In Mishneh Vov, which we are learning now, Perek Vov, Mishneh Vov, Tiglachas HaTumo Ketzat. The Mishnah wants to explain the basics about Tiglachas HaTumo, meaning the Nazir, in the middle of his Nazirus, day 14 of the 30 days, became Tomei Lameis. Now that Hayamim Harishonim Yiplu, those 14 days are down the tubes, he has to have a haircut now, and bring certain korbanos. Exactly what does he do? Now he's Tomei. He came into contact with a mace. So the first thing he has to do is rid himself of that tumah. And that he can only do through the procedure of the mechatos, of the special water prepared from the ashes of the parah aduma, etc., which are sprinkled upon him on day 3 and day 7 after his tumah. So, hoyomaze bashlishi uvashvi, they would sprinkle upon him the water from the ashes of the Parah Aduma on the 3rd and 7th day after the Tumah. This is the same halacha as every Tomei Meis who wants to become Tohor. Umegaleach Bashvi, on that 7th day, after he has had his Hazor, the water has been sprinkled upon him. And normally, after he has also gone to the mikveh on that day 7, now he can have his hair cut on that day 7. The Pasuk says specifically, the Gilach Rosho Biyom Tohoroso Bayom Hashvi Yigalchenu, the time for this Tiglachas HaTumah, for this haircut subsequent to his becoming Tomei, is on day 7. When does he bring his korbonos? He has to bring a korbon chatos, a korbon ola, and a korbon oshom. When does he bring these korbonos? He brings his korbanos on day 8. These korbanos are two birds, either two torim or two b'nei yono, one of which is a chatos ha'of, the other is an olas ha'of, a sin offering from fowl, F-O-W-L, and a ola offering from fowl, F-O-W-L, and a sheep, benshnoso la'osham. So that's the normal procedure. Suppose he postpones the haircut to day 8. V'im gilach bashmini. So on day 7, he concluded his tumah. He had the hazor, the sprinkling of the water. And he went to the mikvah on that day 7. But for whatever reason, did not take a haircut that day, but rather the next day, on day 8. Mevi korbanosav bo bayom, divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, that day 8, he can take the haircut and bring his korbanos on that day 8. He doesn't have to wait to day 9 for the korbanos. Because Rabbi Akiva holds that the korbanos must be brought the day after the tahara, the day after he is cleansed and pure, day after day 7. Not necessarily the day after the haircut. It can be brought the same day as the haircut, day 8. Omar lo Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon objected to Rabbi Akiva, and he said, Ma ben zeh le mitzora. What is that? Why is Nazir different than mitzora? A mitzora who became cured and became tohor also has to have his second tiglachas on day 7, and he must bring his korbanos on day 8. And if his giluach was on day 8, he cannot bring his korbanos on day 8, but must bring his korbanos on day 9. Lemocharas yom gilucho, the day after his giluach. So why, asks Rabbi Tarfon of Rabbi Akiva, is a Nazir Shenitma different? Why does a Nazir Shenitma able to bring his Korbanos a day after his Tara and doesn't have to wait until the day after his Giluach, whereas a Mitzora must wait until the day after his Giluach, and our example, until day 9? Omalo, so Rabbi Akiva responded to Rabbi Tarfon and said, Ze taharasot luya b'yomov. A Nazir who became Tomei, his tahara depends upon his days, meaning the 7 days and the hazah on the 3rd and 7th of those 7th day, and the tefillah and the mikvah on that 7th day, and that's his tahara. His tahara is not dependent upon his giluach. So his tahara is over on day 7, in this example, after he had the hazah and the tevilah b'mikvah. If he postponed the Giluach to day 8, no problem. He brings the Korbanos on day 8, because day 8 is after he has done his Tevilah. That's the case of Nazir, argues Rabbi Akiva. However, Umitzora taharoso teluya betiglachto. The Tiglachas of the Mitzora is part of the purification process, because the Mitzora does not go to the mikvah until after the Giluach. So that if the Mitzora on day 7 would go to the mikvah but not have the Giluach, not take his haircut until day 8, he would have to go to the mikvah again on day 8 after the Giluach. So therefore, by Mitzora, fine, the Korbanos must be brought after the Giluach. If the Giluach was postponed till day 8, in the case of Mitzora, the Korbanos are brought on day 9. However, in the case of Nazir, as long as the Tevilah was done on day 7 and the Giluach was done on day 8, postponed for some reason, nevertheless the Korbanos can be brought on day 8. The day after the Tahara is complete, not necessarily the day after the Giluach is done. The Mishnah concludes with the following statement. V'eino mevi korbon elo imkein hoya ma'orav shemesh. Now here there's disputes as to what this means. The simple meaning, which we will prefer in this particular lesson, is that this is referring to the Mitzora. The Mitzora does not bring a korbon until he has had herev shemesh, until the sun has set after he has done the tevilah. The Tevilah, in turn, is dependent on the case of the Mitzora upon the Giluach. So if he did not do the Giluach on day 7, but he did the Giluach on day 8, he can't bring his Korbanos until after the Giluach. He has a Tevilah, and then the sun sets on day 8. On day 9, he can bring his Korbanos after he has had the Tevilah on day 8 and the Herev Shemesh, the sunset, on day 8. So this Mishnah gave us the basics of the Tiglachas HaTumah, the Tiglachas which is required of a Nazir who became Tomei in the midst of his Nazirus. Mishnah Zayin continues with the third aspect of Tiglachas. Remember, there's Tiglachas Isur, that's the Tiglachas which is prohibited of a Nazir. There's a Tiglachas Tumah, that's a Tiglachas which is required of a Nazir who becomes Tomei. And then there's the Tiglachas HaTahara. That is the Tiglachas which is required of a Nazir who has successfully completed his Nazirus. He has a 30-day Nazirus and he's completed it successfully. Never became Tomei. Or he has a 90-day Nazirus and he's never become Tomei. What does he do now as far as the required Tiglachas, the required haircut and the Korbanos? He must bring 3 korbanos. Echatos, the pasuk says, kivso achas bashnosot temimo lechatos, a korban chatos from a sheep. And ola, as the pasuk says, keves ben shenoso tomim echod laola, another sheep, male sheep in this case. Chatos is female sheep, ola is male sheep. Ushlamim, and then he has to bring a ram, a male goat, for a korban shlomim, 3 korbanos. Where does the giluach, the haircut, fit in with reference to these korbanos? So he has to bring these korbanos, they have to be slaughtered, etc. When, at what point, is ideally, should he take his haircut? So Rabbi Yehuda says, V'shochetes hashlomim u'megaleach aleyem, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The matir, so to speak, the korban which allows him to take his haircut, is the korban shlomim. So after he shechs the korban shlomim, then he takes the haircut. This is Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says that the sequence of the korbanos is chatos first, ola next, shlomim third. That's the sequence in the Torah. And ideally, he does not take a haircut until after he has shechted the shlomim, meaning all three korbanos. This is Rabbi Yehuda's shita, according to the Rambam. Tosfos says that Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, the sequence is that the shlomim must be done first. Shlomim first, haircut, and then chatos for ola. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The key is the shlomim. Rabbi Elozar Omer, however, Rabbi Elozar disagrees and says, lo hoye megaleach elo al hachatos. The chiyuv is to take the haircut after the chatos is shechted. Why? Shehachatos kodemes bechol mokom. A chatos always takes priority in sequence over an olo shlomim. So the chatos is the first carbon brought. That's the carbon which allows him, permits him, sets up the situation so that he can now take his haircut. This is Rabbi Loza's opinion. However, they both agree, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Loza, v'im gilach al echod mishloshton, if b'diavat, he took his haircut after any one of the three, whether it's the chatas or the shlomim or even the ola. Once one of those karbanos is brought, ideally, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he should wait for the shlomim. According to Rabbi Elazar, he should wait for the chatos. But if he does it after one of the korbanos, even the ola is brought, yotza. He is yotze b'diavad, according to everyone, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar. And so we have completed lesson number 23.